Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
There it is.
There we go.
Another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast coming at you live right down the pipe, baby. What are we up to today? A lot of fucking nothing. February 25th, Lethbridge, Alberta. That's this weekend. If you're in the area, daddy's coming home. We're gonna have a little get together, you know? Come down for a cocktail. Maybe you'll leave with a cock in your tail. Anyways, March 17th, Hinton, Alberta. March 18th, Edson, Alberta. March 26th, back here, Edmonton, Danger Room North. And then April 2nd, we are heading to Vancouver, British Columbia, the land of opportunity. You know, where it all started with the safe injection sites, you know? We're going to head out there and do a little ground coverage. Let's see ground zero of Canada. See what it's all about, you know? Those guys look like they're having a half-decent time, you know what I mean? Like, you can't doubt that, you know? You can't sit back and just... Fellas. You know, I love the people that go out there and think that handing fucking clean needles is the answer, you know? Like, I get it. Trust me, I get it. It's better than dirty needles, but it's just... You know what I mean? It'd be like catching your uncle fucking drinking Listerine to get hammered. And then you go down to the liquor store and you're like, dude, just here, drink this. It's vodka. God, we don't need to see you fucking stealing Listerine bottles from the grocery store. It's embarrassing. You know, what are you doing shooting up with dirty needles? I get it. Everybody needs something to pat themselves on the back for these days. So what do? You fucking load up on diabetic insulin needles, head down to East Hastings and start handing them out so that way you can feel good. I imagine it's rinse and repeat everywhere. It happens in LA, New York, San Francisco, you know. Somebody starts feeling bad that they haven't done nothing with their life. So they're like, you know what I'll do is I'll help drug addicts be able to do their drugs cleanly in a cleanly manner. I understand it. Like, I could see why somebody can fucking, you know, get off their couch and feel like they're leading the charge on change, a progressive world. You know, these are people too. Yes, I get that. But, you know, the whole drug thing is quite the uphill battle. I think there's no end to it, you know. I think there's if we live in a free society... A truly free society. Just let them fucking do heroin. Some people have just been dealt a shit hand. And some people, like, you know, they just poof through the glass ceiling of like these walls that have been put on. You can only be there. And some people just shoot through it. But then there's just like others that are like, you know what? Hey. This is the only way I'm going to get through it. Fuck off. But you got these assholes that want to run around and make themselves feel good about what they do. You know, it's even like I see these fucking shows and they're like Iran support show, you know, help women start reading in Afghanistan type shows that are taking place in Canada. And it's laughable, you know, it is laughable. The show, I don't know, couldn't tell you if it's funny or not. Couldn't tell you. I'm not even, you know what, and that brand of comedy can, you know, it'd be like, you know, I can't sit here and be like, oh, well, it's not funny to me. Most of it isn't funny. Like when you go on CBC, the stand-up is kind of awful, right? It's not like... You fucking get up off the couch and you're like, let's go hear about fucking how hard it is to be one of these millennials that uses pronouns, you know? Like, the point, like, bullying is funny. Bullying is hilarious. Is it nice? No, that's the whole fucking point. That's why it's fun. It's just like, it's one of those, like, you get a nervous laugh too when you're not on the receiving end. You're like, oh, thank God it ain't me, but this is funny, you know? And when I say bullying, I mean with words, you know, where you're just kind of fucking with somebody. When it gets to the point where you're just like punching somebody in the face and fucking with them for no reason, that chaps my ass. My kind of bullying is just like, we get into it. Back and forth. It's like a sparring match. And if somebody's going to get a leg up at one point. But these fucking shows that, you know, it's just like a little pat on the back. Ah, we raised $200 to send to the Ukraine. What the fuck? That's not even a clip full of bullets. You know, that's not even a clip and the bullets to send over there. But we did something today. We bought a bus ticket for a Ukrainian refugee in Toronto. That's what we did. Yes, we got it. We figured it all out. We've solved the world's problems. It's all wrapped up. Put a bow on it. Next issue. You know, I get it. It feels good to fucking help people. It does. But like, let's relax. You could have just took 200 out of the fucking wallet and handed it over. You know, like, but just put on a good show. Just how about that? At the end of the show, just be like, hey, it's a really good show. I think we're going to, all proceeds are just going to go to the Ukraine. Now, there's like another aspect where you like guilt trip people into coming watching the show. In a way, you know, and it could be anything. It could be an improv show, whatever it is. But it is funny. It is fucking funny to be like, hey, do you care about the world? Then come listen to me talking about the first time I took a shit that was extremely large down here. Comedy Central. Fuck off. You know, I think I've come to a point, you know, there's some like realization that's going on, and I had to scale back. Sometimes, you know, you start going into thought. I don't know, like most guys I've bumped into, you know, I've brought it up before. You just do the driveway sit, you know. There's like 7 to 10 minutes of just sitting in the driveway. It's sheer silence, you know. You maybe hear like the passing car, but it doesn't break your thought. And you're just sitting there and you're staring. What I would assume is the numbers, your house number just above the garage. And if you're not in a garage, maybe your parking lot to your apartment, and you're staring at the fucking post that has the number on it. Your parking stall. That's your parking stall. Nobody's going to disrespect you and your parking stall. But you sit there and you ponder life, right? You're just sitting there and looking out the windshield at nothing. Blankness. Your eyes, they're present. But the mind is taking you to a dimension you didn't know existed, you know? And it's sheer silence. That's the meditation of a disgruntled, you know, overworked father or husband, you know. If you share a household with anybody, it could be that. It could be just that you don't want to deal with your stupid fucking roommates, for you young guys out there. So what do? You just sit in the truck and you stare at the window. Maybe for the younger generation, you're just scrolling TikTok for 20 minutes. I don't know, but I do know. Once you hit my age, the ripe age of 32, the windshield starts to become like this projection screen almost, where you can envision things in it. And you start taking yourself like, where did I fuck up? Why did I do that on the weekend? And you start diving into the problems that you have. And that's like your meditation process to untangle the wires. And I know this is gay to talk about. I know it's 100% gay to talk about. You know, because you're not, this is like another problem that I have with like I'm stepping into my grumpier old man age. I'm not desirable. I never was once desirable by, you know, the opposite sex. I was never like a fucking model by any sort, you know, or by any means. My apologies. I never walked around the town like I was a gorgeous human being. Women didn't flock to me, you know. I didn't rise to stardom based upon looks. No, I was in stardom. I say that loosely, and which I will get into the next portion of this. This is just a lead up in the breakdown. But that windshield acts is like your own little creation. You can make your own movie, your own thoughts. You know, you start replaying something that happened earlier. Like maybe that fucking apprentice said something stupid, just stupid. And you're just dwelling on that. You know, your boss came in, he goes, well, got bad news. We got to cut wages just a little bit to make sure that, you know, the fucking upper echelon in this company gets their bonus this year. So we're cutting your wages by 50 cents. I know it's only temporary. It's never temporary. And you just like, you know, sometimes you just take shit and take shit and take shit. And finally the day comes and you fucking snap. But you, before that day comes, before you snap, you're working out like how you're going to react. What could be the thing that sets you off that day? What could be the thing that sets you off that day? And you replay it in your mind over and over and over again, and you can see it through that windshield. Have I been calling it a windscreen? What kind of fucking UK language is that? Been watching too much UK TikTok, maybe? Oi, old chap, you changed me windscreen. Shut the fuck up. But it is those moments, you know, those moments of sitting inside that vehicle in sheer silence of just nothingness. You're letting your imagination take over. That's what we need. That's like, don't go, young guys, my best advice I could ever give to you. Don't think that social media is going to pull you out of this fucking pile of depression that you feel like you're in, okay? It's not that bad for some of you. You dwell on these like minuscule problems that make no fucking sense to me. She didn't fucking answer my stuff. Yeah, Jesus. Relax. It gets worse, okay? It gets 10 times worse. You might be working a job that you fucking hate for the next 15 years. And right now, the one thing that's on your mind is some woman, some girl isn't opening your Snapchat, and you got to go to the internet and cry and be like, all these ladies want is 6'5" men with giant cocks and making $300 million a year. Not all of them. Get off the internet. Go talk to a fucking broad in public, maybe. Yeah, all of them that are sitting around on Tinder waiting to be fucking pulled out of the pond, even though like this is like the last of the whores, you know? Is Tinder still like the main source to find people? I would assume so. I don't think anybody's just rolling around in public looking to fuck. We're lazy. The laziness has taken over and it's annoying watching this, you know? Like I said, I'm like stepping into this... I'm trying to figure it out, you know, as time is going on, I see things that annoy me, and now I'm finally able to like, why? I ask myself, why does that annoy me? And I feel that inner, you know, that fucking, oh God, everything fucking annoys me now. And I feel like a lot of us, but we just keep our mouth shut because why? It's better for everybody. It's better, but I don't. What do? I come on here. I come on this podcast and I fucking release it like a maniac, like a fucking maniac. I sit in a room by myself, right? And I just let these thoughts come from my head to my fucking mouth into this stupid microphone. I think I'm doing something here, right? And I think I'm fucking solving it, you know? The fucking what? Like, what is there? Like, probably, what do we get an episode? 4,000, 5,000 listeners an episode? That's not bad. I'm not docking it. I appreciate anybody that tunes into this horse shit. Okay? because this is fun for me. It's entertaining as well. I assume so if people are coming back. But my sheer ignorance now towards the generation that's coming up, I'm now in that, like, you know, I'm in the gray area for a minute now. I'm in the fucking gray area. Nobody gives a fuck, all right, about the 32, 30, actually, let's dial it back, probably like 28 to 37, okay? Because right now, my friends have made the noble decision to be married. Some are divorced already by the ripe age of 32, already going through their first divorce. They got kids to take care of. So what do you got to do to fucking, you know, what time do you have allotted to listen to asshole over here? Understandably so. So it's like the older cats and the younger fellas, that's it. And I realized that this weekend. And I realized that as this younger guy, I would put him about my age, slightly younger, walks by and he says this, hey, holy shit, I used to watch you all the time. Now to anybody, you just take that as a compliment, but my fucked up brain, all I heard was I used to watch you all the time. What a humbling experience that was, you know? And I found that hilarious. Most people, I think that was where I learned that maybe I don't have, my ego isn't as big as I thought it was, which is humbling. It's also humbling when somebody goes, oh, I used to watch you all the time. Does it stink? Nah, I get it. I totally understand. Some of the shit that I do is completely outrageous. It's dumb. It's fucking... Patreon.com/DangerCat69. We don't really run a lot of ads. Not too many advertising companies out here looking at me being like, hey, we should give this guy money. So what do? We give you an extra podcast on the Patreon for, what is it, like five bucks a month? $5 a month, you can be a Patreon subscriber, get an extra podcast, and all the roast battles that we do on our Patreon. Are they nice? Yes, they are incredible. They are so fun to watch. If you are into fucked up things being said between humans, it's the place to be, okay? So patreon.com/dangercats69. Check it out. Dangercatshop.com. Use the promo code podcasts69. Get 15% off all merchandise on our website right now. Same with tickets. If you're looking for tickets to all upcoming shows, please visit DangerCatShop.com and click the ticket link, and it'll take you to where all of our shows that are listed currently right now, and you can catch us live. We'll be dropping new dates here very shortly for our Ontario run, and heading out east for the first time ever. We'll be spending a decent time out there, so yeah, be sure to tune in, and yeah, whatever, fuck it. DangerCatShop.com. Back to the episode. It's an idiot that has a small skill set with a camera and editing software. That's what it is. And my thoughts put down on paper, and I got, you know, is this going to be funny? That's what I think. Is this going to be funny? Sometimes on Twitter, though, it's a completely in that moment. That's like me in the moment. Tweeting like my first initial thought to whatever I see. And it's like, all right, get that out there. That should be fun. I'm sure you'll regret that later. But we don't delete it. Because that's the honesty. But I just thought that was hilarious, that interaction. I used to watch you all the time. Oh, God, right in the nutsack. Just a punt. Poof. How did that feel? Not bad, actually. What I thought it was going to be worse. Another one that makes me laugh is I hear this every now and then. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Anyways, what are you doing nowadays? Stand-up comedy. And it is funny. See, this is what I love about the audience that we've curated with the brand, okay? those that listen to this, I think you got a better understanding maybe about like who I am. I don't know. And plus, who cares, right? At the end of the day, who gives a fuck? You listen to this to kill an hour, to hear the mindless ramblings of a moron. That's what you're here for, okay? To those that don't, it is kind of funny, though, to hear, what do you do nowadays? I don't know, what do you mean? You just bought tickets to our show. What do you think I fucking do? I was actually, you know what? This is just a front. I'm actually, I do balloon animals. That's what I do. I go down to the local mall. I stand outside. I dress like a fucking complete asshole. You know, I'm dressed head to toe in clown gear with those giant fucking shoes. I waltz into the mall. I set up a stand and I do balloon animals day in, day out. The sad thing is like, if I was to say that to somebody, they'd be like, oh, really? No. What I actually do is I sit around thinking about what I should be doing. That's what I do. That is funny. It is funny. I do like that. It is a good dig. It's like a backhanded thing to say. It's like a backhanded question. But I don't think people like realize it, but it is funny. It is. So what do you do? You, there's no way you could be successful in comedy. There's not a fucking chance. There's no way that this dickhead could get up on stage. I've seen him. I've seen his videos. Not that funny. Not that funny. I get that. Not that great. No, not that great. He's not that funny. Fuck him. But on the flip side, bought tickets to this idiot's show to come see him do stand-up. Just to see what it's all about. It is funny. The shows are getting funnier, I think, personally. I think they're getting more entertaining. Just the people and the interactions are they're very odd at times. You know, I experienced this for the first time this weekend. It's just the sheer amount of like horny women in a show. And I could not understand it. Anything that was attached to any sexual content, you know, any sexual jokes of that matter, like the ladies were just like, rah! It was like, I don't know if you've seen women or heard of women going to male strippers, like those types of women that go in there and they're just, it's a feeding frenzy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking, they're ravenous. They're built up. Like, fucking flick that thing. Get it under control. You know what I mean? What is going on? That you're coming to a comedy show that horny? I don't get it. Like I said, like all three of us on that show, you know, like, nothing to cry, nothing to write home about. I'll tell you that. Nothing to write home about. If you fucked any three of us, it's nothing like, I wouldn't be calling up the fucking girlfriends and be like, you're not going to believe this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe that any of us are truly that good looking, you know, maybe dressed half decently. I don't know. Fuck. But I wouldn't say it's not supermodel cock going up there. Nothing in like, by no means. There's not six-pack abs and quads that could crush fucking watermelons, you know? Like, there's no bodybuilder physiques hitting that stage. So I don't understand how the women in Grand Forks are that fucking horny. It's like Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie made me laugh because it was just swingers. Everybody just wanted to swap cock that night. Respectfully so. Hey, anybody that listens to this has heard some of the stories of my past. And if there's anything that I'm for, this thing's on the decline, you know? As we've noticed, this bitch is on the decline. Society is on its collapse. Western civilization is on its collapse. You know, we're witnessing it in front of our eyes. We can't figure out gender. We can't figure out poverty. We can't figure out fucking healthcare. We can't figure this out, okay? It's clear. Canada, U.S., whichever one. Mexico is a goddamn, like, cartel state. It's a narco state. So we just, you know, we don't even include them. We exclude them from the conversation when it comes to North America. Now, is that the answer? Who fucking knows? Maybe the cartel has some of the best healthcare in the world. But this fucking thing that we've created, this democracy, you know, this ever so thing that's got to be protected. This democracy, Mr. Speaker, right? We got to protect that. I don't really watch like any debates or maybe like presidential debates that happen in America. But other than that, like their system, I don't understand how it operates fully. I tried. I remember in high school how they linked it all together, and I can't quite remember it, which, you know what? Maybe if I make it in America, I'll fucking learn it. But right now, I reside in Canada, so it's just like, Mr. Speaker, actually, Mr. Speaker, you know? So we're watching this thing that, you know, some asshole created thousands of years ago crumble beneath us. It's a corporate ran world that we reside in over here. It's very obvious. So when it comes to like swingers and shit like that, I'm just thinking to myself, fuck yeah. Why wouldn't you go throw the hog around? Who cares? That's what this is another thing that annoys me with this younger generation is like, we've spent so long. If you understood, you know, even my time coming up, we didn't have social media and we couldn't put our thoughts and ideas all together. And what we would search for to kill that time that wasn't spent on the internet was to like physically hunt down pussy in the wild. Okay. There was still like a little bit of like, what would be the word for it? Like archaic human instilled in us just not too long ago, 20 years ago, before the smartphone really took over, right? Before the internet ramped up to what it is today. Actually, you know what? It could go back to even before the internet was in our pocket. Because prior to that, you'd have to be at your home in front of a fucking actual desktop computer to log on to the internet. And we weren't really married to the idea. If you were home, right, when you were younger and you were home, you would log on to MSN Messenger, chat with your friends. You could still be connected with them, but you always were like looking like, hey, where are we going? What are we doing? What are we doing? And then we put the internet in our pocket. And then that's when things started to explode a little bit, right? In terms of dating. When Tinder first hit the scene, great idea. We were fucking using that to fuck one another. And we're over here cheating, doing all this shit, just doing crazy shit. And then it tampered down, right? Women got a little smarter. And they're like, fuck, I want this. I want that. And then now they're like, now I have access to the upper class, right? It just took a minute for women to figure out like, I could DM a rich guy. And I got enough hoary fucking photos out there that he might be interested. Because we get lured into that shit. That's the trap. That's the bait. That's what gets us at times. It's the fucking, you know, we see it on the internet. Look at that big juicy ass. Look at her twerk. We get all horned up, ready to go. We want to fire a fucking hot wad on those cheeks. That's what you're gunning after, right? And we used to have to go out in public and find that, but we didn't know who was a whore and who wasn't. It was a different game, right? It was a different game. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen now. It's just more so for the viral clip, right? These idiots just film themselves hitting on women so they can get a 1 million, 2 million, 3 million fucking views on this thing just because they were smooth with it, right? We used to, that was the game, baby. That was what you just had to do. There was no clicks involved. We didn't just go out in public and be like, hey, babe, what do you mean? I'll put my tongue so deep in your ass, I'll be able to eat. Or I'll be able to taste what you had for breakfast. What do you say? You put your number up here in the contact list and then look right at the camera as you're getting the number. Oh, look at how fucking smooth I am. We have to. We used to do that. We used to go out in the wild, right? You go to the bars, or you'd go to events that you enjoyed, and you'd find someone there at that same event that had a similar interest. You put a little time in. You plant a seed. Maybe if you were extremely lucky, you fucked that night just because I'm out of town. You know, maybe you just went to the city to go to the fucking Judas Priest concert. And all of a sudden, you were able to talk some fine young lady to suck you off in the fucking bathroom. But that required skill. That required skill. And I miss it. I think that's where my frustration lies with this younger generation. Is like I said, like the older cats, what do? We sit in the fucking car. We stare out the window. Stare out the fucking window, just thinking about shit, trying to unwind before you go into that house and start hearing about shit that you didn't even know was a problem, right? You know what I'm talking about. You walk in and be like, oh, well, I see that before you left this morning, you didn't wheel out the garbage can, so now the garbage guy has to go fucking in. You know what I mean? Just if there's always something. There's never a fucking, hi, honey, how you doing? How was work, right? Maybe it is for you. And I'm just talking out of my ass, and maybe I'm projecting my problems onto you into this podcast. I don't fucking know. But what I'm saying is a lot of guys come home and they just get a fucking earful. And so what do? Before you get that earful, you just got to make sure your mind is prepared for that. You don't just go in fresh out of work into that shit. But the young guys take to the internet. I'm seeing it all the time. I've made fun of it on this podcast. They're fucking making like fake crying videos and typing out their problems to Alice in Chains songs. Just playing in the background. Fire. Hey, here comes the rooster.
I don't understand why my dick is so short and all the other guys have a bigger cock than I do.
Crying about it. It's fucking... It's depressing. It is. And I'm not saying don't use the internet however you want. I don't care. But I see it and I get angered. I get a fucking, you know, like maybe that's, I'm stepping into like the true unclehood, you know, where I see this and I'm like, give your fucking head a shake. And I'm like, fucking woo. What am I supposed to do? What do you fucking mean? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to fucking, that's man shit. You want to know what? We're going to get into our first little, this is man shit to me. This is man shit to me. Okay. To give you context of like what I'm about to go into. So the town of Ohio, the East Palestine town of Ohio, my apology. They're going through a little bit of shit, okay? A train derailment happened. I don't know if you've seen this. Kind of on the news. I don't know where your head's at these days. I'm not going to judge you, okay? I'm not going to be that guy sitting here and be like, oh, what? You haven't fucking seen that yet? No, it's okay. If you don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck. But the chemical that was in there is quite deadly, okay? And they burnt it off, and now the town is kind of fucked up. There's like weird clouds over it. The government is just kind of being like, well, you know, it's all good. You can move back here. And people are like, I don't know, man. There's kind of, have you seen the water supply? There is a sheen across this water. And you're telling me it's okay to drink? What's going to happen? Am I going to drop dead? Huh? What should we do? Wear a mask? Should we wear a mask? Is that your big problem solving? Anyways, train derailment happened. They burnt off the chemical. And now the water in that area. There are scientists out there that are capable of telling you exactly what went down. I believe it's like a hydrochloric acid rose into this after they burnt it is now in the atmosphere, which can then turn into acid rain, if I'm correct. If I'm not, which I'm not a scientist, and don't hold me to it, but in that town, we're not going to talk about the issue. We're going to talk about a fella, a true dude. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm fucking talking about that nobody understands. Now, I don't know the population. I'm going to look that up quickly. The population of East Palestine. Okay, it's a village. So, and there is 4,000 718 people in East Palestine, Ohio. Okay. Similar. So that's similar to the size of Tabor when I was growing up. Small town. I was guessing maybe 10,000 just based off the map that the overview map I seen on Google. And we don't, how can we trust them? That's for another day. But this right here is what I wanted to tell, or what I wanted to show, or just let you hear on a podcast, the difference between a small town and a city, okay? I'm going to let this guy speak, and then we're going to dive into it. This is G shit, and I respect the fuck out of this. Where am I? What is going on? Did I not? What the fuck is this? Oh, there we go. My apologies. Here we go.
Give it to their animals, you know.
Whoever comes in from the community, they're getting the first case of water free. And then up to three other cases of water will be at our cost at $2. And it's just to help out because, you know, some people are leery about the water right now.
Let's go back and see if you heard the same shit that I heard. Some of you just said, yeah, that makes total sense.
Whoever comes in from the community, they're getting the first case of water free.
There you have it. Small towns. That's why I fucking love them. Okay. Like people in the community looking out for people in the community. That's what I'm fucking talking about. You get up here in the city. Are you kidding me? You think that those fucks are going to hand out a free case of water up in the city? No, this bullshit happened in this town, which I will say is fucking horrendous. You know, government officials aren't even, or not even the corporation that's behind, I believe hasn't even came and talked to the town and like how they're going to fix this. No, they just cleared it off. The railway's back running again. And again, I'm back to like fucking, what the hell did I, making fun of myself last week about turning into some Starbucks fucking fag sitting in, sipping up a fucking caramel macchiato with communism on the back of my MacBook. But I'm just saying, isn't that a little bit fucked up? Isn't that a little fucked up? You know, this guy right here, True G, running the grocery store. They made a decision. Now, whether this is a chain or what, I don't know what Sparkle is. I assume that maybe it's a chain. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But somebody has to run that. And somebody made that decision. Now, I don't know if it was him that made that decision, but he is the one that is going to receive the praise today because he is the one talking about it. And this community, in this community, you show up, you get a free case of water just for being here because, you know, the water supply is a little tampered with right now because there's chemicals floating all in the fucking rivers, in the creeks, in the lakes. And then we're going to, on top of that, we're not looking to make money off of you. We're not looking to make money off of you. Three cases, we'll give you one for free and three at cost. Just because we're trying to fucking get this going. We're trying to help everybody out around here. What a fucking dog. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I was waiting for so long, you know, to have an example of trying to explain what a small town, growing up in a small town, and what it is compared to growing up in a city, the sense of community that you feel because you're around these people, you get to know them, you meet other, you know, it's a town of 4,000. I'm not saying everybody knows everybody, but somebody knows someone in each cohort, you know, little clique that you have going on. This person knows that, but it's just the way it works. You got families that exist with one another. It's a great time. I don't care what anybody says. I loved growing up in a small town. It's a shithole. Of course it's a shithole. What do you think? What do you think? The Rolling Stones are looking at East Palestine and be like, oh, we should do a great show there for the fine people. Maybe now. This is a good time to, you know, come and rally the community together. I mean, Bono went to fucking Kyiv. Go play them someday, bloody Sunday. Why doesn't Papa Roach come out here? Start singing to them, huh? Cut my life into pieces. This is my last bottle of water. Suffocation from the chemicals. Don't give a fuck. You know, like, why isn't Papa Roach going out here and giving these guys a goddamn show? They deserve it out in East Palestine. I'm sure they would love that. Where's Luke Bryan? What's Luke Bryan doing? Probably more, I like that they did this all in the cookie aisle, and the sugar and the fruit snacks and powdered drinks. I don't know. They probably just caught this guy and they're like, hey, can we mic you up for a quick interview? I'm trying to work here. You know, I'll say my piece and then just fuck off, please. We're going through enough that we don't need you and your shitty news crew coming in here throwing a camera in my fucking face. That's the expression he gives right now. We're trying to help people. I'm not looking for a viral clip. That's a fucking dog right there. That's a dog. I like this guy. I don't even know him, but I like him. He just has that look to him, you know? Where it's just like, he looks like he's accepted a simple life. You know? Not chasing fame. Not chasing money. A part of a community. He enjoys himself. He works at the one place where the whole community needs to come to. And I imagine in a town of 4,000, you maybe got one, maybe two grocery stores, if that. So this guy, he's the fella. Everybody knows him. They may not know him in a personal matter, but they see him. They notice him. And then something like this happens in the town. And then this guy, I'm putting it on him. I'm putting it on his shoulders. He made the decision on giving a free case of water to the community, bringing it in, pallets and pallets of water.
And then up to three other cases of water will be at our cost at $2. And it's just to help out because, you know, some people are leery about the water right now.
All right. Okay. I know he comes on again and says some other stuff. That's what we're going to wait for. Right now, we're watching a kid pack the water. What's going on here? Fire.
We went through 10 pallets of water yesterday. Yeah, so, and then we have another 10 pallets for today. So, and we're going to try to keep doing this as long as we can.
I can feel like the almost like not even desperation. It's like there's a cold vibe, you know, not a cold. Not, what am I trying to read? This guy just like, it's almost like this just hurt him in his soul to know that his community is just that fucked right now. And nobody gives a shit. News crews are in and being like, well, there just seems to be a fucking spill going on here. And we're just waiting on government officials to figure it out. They cleared the trains so they could get the trains operational. Money doesn't sleep, does it? And this guy's just like defeated. We've been working around the clock around here. No one gives a fuck. He's accepted it. It's like this is stoicism at its finest, you know, just accepting for everything for what it is. Maybe that's what it is. There's no emotion to be had. He just understands that there's a problem and he has a solution to help fix it. I respect the fuck out of that. I enjoy that. That is nice. Yeah, I heard Papa Roach is going to be here, but who gives a fuck? Those guys were only big in 2003. Who gives a shit? What are you going to do? Come through here, play your one-hit song? Woo-hoo. That's going to really rile me up, you know? Oh, so I got to sit through a 45 fucking minute set of Papa Roach just to fit for them to play their one hit wonder at the end of it. I got to sit around for that. Sounds great. Why don't you sign me up? This seems like a wonderful fucking idea. This is so great. Boy, oh boy, am I pleased to be in this town right now, right next to a train derailment of like deadly chemicals that are seeping into our water supply. And people are just like panicking right now because they don't know what they're going to do. But thank God that we cleared the trail or the train tracks. So that way, you know, these assholes can continue to make money, continue to make extremely high profits. Meanwhile, me and my community members suffer at their hands because some blood-sucking, suit and tie-wearing cocksucker just has no fucking heart whatsoever, only sees numbers, isn't a part of anything except for a country club where they all gather and talk about how fucking what hookers they fucked and what ass. God. That's what I just wanted to play that. That's it. I think that guy is a, you know, I spend so much time shitting on people, which we're going to go back to, right? For a second, I can't do the whole podcast without shitting on something. But I just wanted that for a second. That's my goodness I'm going to do for years. Just like, you know what? Fucking, I like that guy a lot. I like that guy. That guy is just like fucking everybody in a small town, you know? You get different personalities. Maybe some people are happier than others. But for the most part, that's the general idea of a dude in town. Oh, everybody's a drosher. No, I'm talking about personality-wise. You just accept shit for what it is. You know, like, it's nice to know that dudes like that exist. You know, you're reminded of it. It feels nice. You go into a small town, not everybody's trying to be TikTok famous. Maybe the wives that are bored sitting at home. Maybe, you know. Maybe, just maybe, they're sitting on TikTok all day just getting ideas or starting to fucking, you know, scroll through the fucking algorithm, trying to figure it all out, trying to see if there's a path to life while the kids are at school. Because God forbid, you know, part-time work is just a waste of goddamn time. But that guy right there, a perfect example. A perfect fucking example. Now, what a not perfect example is, here we go.
I want to be clear.
I want to be clear. See, we gotta go back here. We gotta scale back and get to what this show is really about, and that's just having a complete disgust for the direction that we as humans are heading in sometimes when it comes to words and like how words are violence and blah, 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 blah. You know, you just like before, if it was beneficial to the world, I would be okay with being a mute. You know, I would. Does that mean that I would have to find a different source of income? Yes. Does that mean that I would have to then attempt to, you know, learn a skill? Possibly, yes. That or I'd have to go full Charlie Chaplin and do comedy with just my fucking, you know, back in the day. Be like a mime. God almighty, imagine that. Jesus. Anyways.
I want to be clear. They should not make the pronouns joke anyway, because it's meant specifically to be hurtful, and that rhetoric is mean for the sake of being mean, and it's honestly deadly. Period. Full stop. And also, that joke sucks. I want to be clear. They should not make the pronouns joke anyway, because it's meant specifically to be hurtful, and that rhetoric is mean for the sake of being mean, and it's honestly deadly.
It's deadly. It's funny that jokes, you know, like, we'll laugh at jokes when it doesn't apply to us, but as soon as something, like, digs at us, you know, there was a woman that came up to me in Grand Prairie, and yes, I'm going to put that place on the spot right now, and immediately after the show starts berating me about a joke that I didn't even do. Forte does a joke, right? And then this woman, because the joke applied to her in her life, decides that this shouldn't be allowed, you know? This shouldn't be allowed, you know, and I understand, like, I assume that this woman is in America. That's my assumption. And in America, free speech does exist. Now, it becomes murky when you get onto social media and stuff because these are owned by a corporation and blah, 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 blah. And there's so much gray area behind it. And I get that. But in terms of like a comedy show, you bought a ticket to our comedy show and then decided to be upset over the shit that we talk about on stage. Like I'm supposed to fucking screen everybody that comes in. Are you okay with these? Okay, no, you're not okay with those kinds of jokes. Okay, all right, yay. We got to cater our set specifically to you because you matter more than anybody else on this planet. And if you're upset, then this whole structure, this whole webbing of fucking human beings together to just to create this little thing we call society of like an operational society. Transactions will come to a fucking halt, you know? Visa will shut down interact. Any sort of purchasing will be shut the fuck down that day. But my God, honestly, it's deadly. Over a joke. Jokes are deadly now. Jokes are right deadly. Love me some jokes.
Period. Full stop. And also, that joke sucks.
That's always, you know, after you've been doing this for a minute, you start to realize like anything that applies to somebody in like, sure, I the negative comments are hilarious at times because they're able, you can get people going. And that's nice. That's good for the algorithm. Apparently, and you get people arguing. That's good. Your shit gets seen more. That's perfect. That's what I need. You know, I need to explode into stardom so I can get the fuck out of Canada and go be a star in America like I was meant to be. Say, no, I just fucking would I like to be a star in America? Of course, because that's where entertainment it's fucking it's living, it's breathing. You know, you can go down there and be somebody. You watch Canadian. Why do you think any Canadian that has made it in comedy doesn't stick around here? Riddle me fucking that. You know, I'd love to go rock the fucking state. Don't think for a second I wouldn't forget about Canada. Don't think for a second. But anytime you're going to hear this shit, and the joke sucks. That joke sucks. You know, and I've sat here. I got to call myself out on it as well. You know, that joke sucks. I just don't find it funny. I don't say it sucks. Somebody out there probably finds it funny. That's just the immediate reaction that oh, that sucks. Jesus Christ, CBC comedy sucks. That's because it just downright sucks. But I feel like in there position, it's just that joke sucks because it's just it doesn't I don't like it, you know. I don't like it that they're making jokes about a community that I think is being fucking harmed right now. You want to fit in? You want to be a part of this? I don't know. It seems like it's how do I explain this? Here's what it seems like to me. I'm just going to ramble for a fucking hot second here. This is what it seems like to me, okay? We're going to get frustrated so that way I can articulate exactly what I'm fucking thinking. It just seems like they want special treatment all the time, you know? And that's not just applying to this pronoun shit or gay or this. Everybody just wants special treatment in their own little fucking community, you know? Everybody just wants like, oh, fuck. You see it with right and left politics. You know, you do see it. I'm trying to think of examples for both on the spot, but I don't quite have one. But in this term, because it's right here, it's like, you can't joke about that because you want special treat. Let's just treat everybody like we do anyways. Like that's the fucking motto, ain't it? Treat people like you'd like to be treated. I want to be treated like a used whore. What do I got to do to get that? Do I got to treat everybody like shit? And then somebody comes and fucks my brains out till I'm stupid? Is that what I got to do? I hope so. Because if that's the case, sign me up. But I mean like everything. Everything boils down to special treatment. Bee boo, bee boo. I'm not special, you know? What happened? Like I'm just curious, what happened when we just, where did we go wrong? Is it the internet? Did we get too connected? Is that what it is? We got too connected too quick. We should have had that sprinkled on us. But instead, like we're ramping up technology to where we're arguing about words while the robots are taking over. Before you know it, we're not going to be needed. It's slowly coming. You see it with like ChatGPT. They're able to write better essays than any human could ever do 10 times faster, 100, thousands times faster. They can do what we would need weeks. sometimes months to produce these fucking articles. And ChatGPT can do it. We're seeing it in restaurants. Once they fucking get the robots figuring out how to sling drinks, those big-titted waitresses are going to be fucking, you know, that's the only thing really bringing us in for the most part, you know? Earl's and shit like that. You want to go to Earl's happy hour to look at that fucking one waitress's ass that's just like, oh, God, you want to dive into that goddamn thing, you know? What happens when the robots take over? To the internet we go. The waitress then goes to OnlyFans. What do? Lock ourselves indoors and beat off to $5.99 a month. That's what we do. No reason to go out. Everybody wants the special treatment. Give it a rest. Getting too serious. Let's knock this down a peg and cut that off. Get rid of that, right? Share this podcast with your friends. Why don't you do that for me? So I can feel special. What do we got to do to get fucking 100,000 downloads a month? Huh? I'm putting this on you. Oh, shit. But anyways, after I completely went off the handle there for a second, I apologize for that. I'm off my meds. Hate mail. The one thing that we love around here, right? We love ourselves some hate mail. Makes us feel good. It's good to get things off our chest. You know, sometimes just sitting in the driveway looking out the fucking windshield isn't enough. And you gotta write into this show. This fucking horrible piece of shit podcast that we like to pretend is the best podcast in the world. And you can do that anytime you'd like, you know? You can email me anytime you like with whatever's on your chest. Problems in your relationship, things that piss you off, even just a question. Maybe you just like need a different perspective of an absolute idiot, a moron. And you want that just so you know that I am doing better than somebody. And you can email me, UncleHack@DangerCats.tv, with the subject line, hate mail. All right? Let's get into it. Our first piece of hate mail today. This is always nice. Hey, Uncle Hack. So the other day I got a Facebook notification, and normally I don't give a fuck about them, but this one made me super happy. I was in the top 5 for engaging with Uncle Hack. Oh, wow. February 5th through the 11th. Got me 30 points, too. Whatever the fuck that means. Now I'm a little confused because a dude notification made me so happy. Could I be a faggot? Am I going to become vegan and start voting liberal now? If so, it's all your fault, Uncle. But don't worry too much about it because I have a really good friend who will take me out behind the old fallen down shed and put me out of my misery. Single shot to the back of the old skull. That's what bros are for. You need to get your ass in gear and come to fucking Ontario for some shows. And I swear to God, you'd better not go to Toronto. The liberal tears all flow south. And I'm not that good of a swimmer. Fuck that place. London is closer to me and the boys who are going to the show. You could always do a show at my place behind the old falling woodshed. Good old Southern Ontario boys crushing more cans than the recycling depot and smoking so much grass the fire department gets called. Anyways, just wanted to get that off my chest. Keep up the good shit you're doing. Thank you very much for emailing the show. We will be in Ontario in April. We're just locking in some dates and we'll be releasing them very soon. So yes, we will probably more than likely be in your area. But you know what? Don't let a glimmer of happiness stop you from feeling, you know, that's dude mentality. Anything that makes us happy is gay. And I like that. I do like that because it's humbling. You know, we're not supposed to like anything. You got that dude mentality, you know, very, very stoic. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with just like questioning your sexuality over the admiration of, you know, engaging with somebody else's social media profile. Now, is that gay? It is gay. Are you gay because of it? There's a small possibility. I hate to say that. I'm not a doctor by any means, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to your fucking eardrums or lie to your face if you're watching this, okay? I'm not that kind of guy. I don't want you to walk around the earth and feel like you don't matter, but you know, maybe it is kind of nice. I don't know. What am I doing? Second piece of hate mail. Let's get it all out there. Let's get it all out there. Hey, Hack. Oops, that's annoying me. Hey, Hack. I got some fucking hate mail for you. What the fuck is with these pussies writing in on the fucking hate mail portion of the show, always asking for fucking dating advice? You bunch of limp dick pussies, keep your broken heart bullshit the fuck out of here. You seriously write into a podcast to ask about what to do if my girl moves away? Wah, wah, wah. Shut the fuck up, crack a beer, and whine to people who give a fuck. You realize how much of a bitch you sound like? Wah, 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 my girl don't like me. Wah, wah. There's plenty of whores out there. Go out and fucking look. Anyway, love the podcast. But the fuck? But fuck this whiny-ass girl dating advice trash. Get off your asses and get out there and find some hoe to knob you off. And take your broken hearts elsewhere. I imagine all you cunts asking for dating advice here are the same cucks that insist on taking the old lady on a boys' trip. Go fuck yourselves. I think that's the first round of applause we've ever given to a piece of hate mail on this show. I respect the hell out of you, sir, writing that in. That's what I'm talking about, you know? This is what men need to start doing, is holding one another accountable. Women ain't doing it to each other, but we do it. We have to do it. Let's not turn into females where we just make up fucking bullshit like astrology to just be like, well, I was acting like a retard because fucking one star shifted over 15 feet from where it normally is. Oh, really? You know, men need to step up to the plate and hold other men accountable like this. You know, we as men have gotten a little soft. You know what I mean? When somebody is like kind of fucking, you know, they're slumped over and be like, what are you doing? Straighten up. What the fuck? We motivate each other differently than women. You know, we need like a good football / hockey coach talking to some like coach mentality coming in, and you're losing in a playoff game that could lead to an elimination, you know? And that guy snaps like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You work so fucking hard just to fuck it all away. You know, like, and then that hard realization, and that usually a good team gets motivated like that. Just like a good man gets motivated by that bad fucking, you feel like a retard for even thinking like, what the fuck am I doing? You know? Understandably so. Thank you for that. That was a great piece of hate mail. That was a great piece of hate mail. I'm a fan of that. I enjoyed reading that. This one's a long one, so we saved it for last. We all know how well my fucking reading skills are. So here we go. Dear Uncle Hack, I got some shit to get off my chest, but before I do that, I'd just like to say thank you. Appreciate you. As a new Patreon subscriber, fuck yeah, thank you very much. I fucking love listening to your fucked up rants on current events and the way you poke fun at all the retarded shit that's happening in this fucking clown world where we live. Very fucking refreshing to hear. I'll even give you some free advertising if you read this letter on one of your future podcasts. Subscribe to this fucking asshole's Patreon account and share the fuck out of his shit. To the cheap cunts who listen every week for free, it's literally cheaper than buying a beer at the bar these days, and even a year subscription is likely cheaper than half a fucking decent blowjob. Anyways, well, I appreciate that, you know? Obviously, I gotta like make these before, so I did see this, but I'm going in order and reading these accordingly to as you guys send this in, and I appreciate that this guy is a Patreon subscriber. That's very kind of you. Anyway, I just want to say pretty much the entire world can eat a fat, greasy dick right now.
Fuck the World Economic Forum. Fuck the government. Conservative, liberal, NDP. It don't matter. They're all a bunch of fuck it. Or they're all a bunch thieving, corrupt, backstabbing pieces of shit. Fuck big corporation. Fuck inflation. Fuck Hollywood. Fuck wokeism. Fuck your pronouns. Fuck your feelings. Basically a quote from one of my favorite movies. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. And fuck you. I'm out. P.S. Looking forward to your Vancouver show, and I wish you luck in accomplishing at least one of your goals, either getting stabbed by a used syringe courtesy of a strung-out junkie, or getting barked at by a they-them furry. Maybe there will be even some protesters outside your show. If so, I'll gibe you my support by showing up incredibly hammered and intentionally puking on as many as I can. That, or I could whip out my cock and do the old helicopter for old time's sakes. Always good to plan ahead, right? Exactly. Cheers, buddy. Keep up the good work, fine sir. Owen. We appreciate that, Owen. We appreciate you emailing the show. Not too many people do that. And we encourage you to get things off your chest. Email me. You know, we'll read more if more come in. But right now we're reading three a show and we're keeping up. So send us your hate mail. We like the hate mail around here. I think it's becoming a good staple of the show at the end. And this fine gentleman right there giving me a nice Patreon plug. Thank you for subscribing to the Patreon, Owen. It's very kind of you to do such a thing. Cheaper than a fucking beer. There you have it. Cheaper than a beer, and you can support my stupid fucking ass. How nice is that? How incredibly nice is that? Anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, and we'll see you next week, Thursday at 3 p.m. Or if you are a Patreon subscriber, you could be listening to this 48 hours earlier than everybody else, just like Owen. Anyways, good night, folks.